Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik, and today I'm thrilled to introduce to our guest today, Dr. Carolyn. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carolyn.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
Lovely, lovely. So Dr. Carolyn, like before we start our conversation today, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that Dr. Carolyn is a remarkable individual whose journey from adversity to triumph is truly inspiring. So as a mother of five sons, she faced unimaginable challenges, especially when one of her children experienced a traumatic brain injury. Yes. So, refusing to accept the defeat, she embarked on a courageous path of discovery and the transformation. So, driven by her unwavering love and the determination, she pursued a career in chiropractic care, specializing in pediatric and prenatal chiropractic services, particularly for the individuals with neurological conditions. Definitely, we'll hear more about on this from Dr. Carolyn, but let me also share her personal journey from navigating the complexities of the parenthood to overcoming her son's neurological challenges has equipped her with the invaluable insights and the expertise. So today, she is dedicated to empowering others on their journey to optimal health and the well-being. So why to wait? Let's join us as Dr. Carolyn shares her story of the resilience, compassion, and the transformative power of the holistic care. So get ready to be inspired and uplifted. So welcome to the show again, Dr. Carolyn.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
Lovely. So Dr. Carolyn, like to start with, if you can share more about your personal journey and what inspired you to become a chiropractor specializing in the pediatric and the prenatal care, like in the neurodiverse kids.
Well, thank you. My journey started, I was a mom. I was a stay-at-home mom for many years. And when my oldest son turned 18, he was electrocuted in a fluke work accident and rushed to the hospital. He flatlined in front of me. He was kept in cardiac ICU overnight, but sent home being told all of the medical tests came back negative and he was fine. But he wasn't. He had been a multi-sport varsity athlete. He was in tip-top physical shape. And 3 days later, when he went back to work, he didn't have the energy to lift a broom. Mm-hmm. And so we went back to doctors who said, just give him time. He'll be fine. So he went off to college in the fall and he called me shortly and said, Mom, I can't walk a half a mile from the parking lot to the classroom. Now, mind you, he had been a track and soccer athlete and he could run for hours. But now here he is a month later and he can't walk a half a mile. And then, so we took him back to doctors who said the same thing, give him time. He just needs to recover. 6 months later, next semester, he starts taking the elevator instead of the stairs because he physically cannot walk up a flight of stairs anymore. So that started new doctors. Well, long story short, it took 18 months to get a diagnosis that he actually had a traumatic brain injury, not an injury to his heart. So all the symptoms manifested in his heart, but the injury was to his brainstem. So that's launched us onto a whole new group of doctors. And we traveled the United States, all across the country, going to the best of the best, looking for somebody who could give answers for my son. And we did every protocol they recommended: medication, surgery, special food, special clothing, positioning his bed in special ways. Everything that they recommended, we tried, and he just continued to get worse. Over time, ultimately, every single doctor washed his hands of my son's case and said, "Sorry, sucks to be you. There is nothing we can do." Well, I'm a mom, and that is not a good enough answer. And so that launched me on a journey of research to say, what can I do to help my son? I am not going to let anybody take my hope away that he has a life ahead of him. So that really led me to chiropractic, because chiropractic makes a huge changes to the brain over time. It's not just about back pain and neck pain, but it's about making neurological changes, neuroplastic changes to the brain. And I figured that had to be where his healing would begin. So I left my job, sold my house, moved across the country, and enrolled in chiropractic college. 4 years of intense study was followed by 4 years of great therapy to get him to healing. And his goal, but just to show you where he was, when we started this journey, it was 9 years after his injury. So he'd been going downhill for 9 years. He started having pseudo seizures. He lost cognitive ability. He lost physical ability. He could no longer work or go to school or have a social life. He was basically reduced to sitting on the couch all day. And so we asked him what his goal was, and he wanted to run a mile like he did in high school. So the first day he went out, it took him 30 minutes to walk half a mile. But he worked on that slowly every single day until he could walk a mile and then a mile and a half in that 30 minutes. And then he started jogging a little bit and he built it up. We added in to his exercise regimen, functional neurology, chiropractic care, nutrition, and cold laser therapy, slowly building on the different modalities to help him recover. And I'm delighted to say a year later, he ran his mile in under 6 minutes, which is a huge change from walking a half a mile in a half an hour. And then he went on. It took another 3 years for him to fully recover. And I'm happy to say today that he is fully recovered, and he has also graduated from chiropractic college himself. So he's had a remarkable recovery. But what I learned along the way is that allowing the brain to heal itself requires time and attention and very little changes that the brain can adapt to over time. So his whole healing process took 4 years. It's not something that happens overnight, but it wasn't medication. It was giving his brain the tools it needed to heal itself. And that's where the chiropractic came in. And the reason I do what I do today is because my whole goal when I went to school to become a chiropractor was to help my son. Well, now that he's fully recovered, I've got this amazing skill that I can share with other people. And so that's why I do what I do, focusing on neurologically challenged, diverse children.
That's a great thing, I would say, definitely. Helping someone is something, it's a good thing as a human being and good for the person as well. It's really a great thing, yeah. So what are some of the common misconceptions about chiropractic care for children, especially those with the neurological conditions?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, a lot of people think of chiropractic care as it's good for back pain and neck pain. The reality is when we adjust a person with a chiropractic adjustment, it doesn't just affect the joint where we're adjusting, but it sends a neurological input to the brain. Particularly the prefrontal cortex, which is the front part of our brain here. And that front part of our brain is what makes us human. Now, when we've got neurologically diverse children, most of the time, this front part of their brain has not been properly developed because the connections in the brain aren't there appropriately. And so that's why they're affected with these neurological challenges. And when we adjust them, it's triggering this, which is causing it to wake up and start to function. And now they're able to start healing. The second thing that I would say is a big misconception is that a lot of us have seen chiropractic adjustments on adults, and they can be very aggressive at times. And you hear the popping and cracking. And when we're talking about children, little ones, even a day old or a, you know, a few weeks, a few months old, chiropractic adjustments don't look anything like that. It's very gentle. It's very specific, and it doesn't hurt them in any way. But the way that we do it, because we're highly trained in this, is to create that trigger to the brain, not just to the joints, that allows improved function of the brain and improved communication between the brain and the body so that the body can heal itself.
All right. So how does chiropractic care differ from other, I mean, the neurodiverse children compared to the traditional methods, the traditional medical interventions?
Well, with a lot of our neurodiverse children, they're doing a couple of things. They're either giving pharmaceuticals that are changing the chemistry of the body, or they're giving behavioral conditioning that is teaching children basically, and I don't want to be rude here, but it's they're oftentimes trying to train a child the same way you would train a dog. Okay, do the same thing over and over again so that you get the right result and they're going to start behaving, right? But children don't work that way. And so it's behavioral therapy or it's chemical therapy. But the reality is our brain controls the chemical. And if we can get to our brain instead of it first, instead of trying to deal with the chemistry first, now we're going to get significant changes. So the important thing that we see when we're working with neurodiverse children is that they are often in all sorts of therapies, OT and PT and speech therapy and ABA therapy, and they're doing all of these different things and they're getting very little results. But once children start getting under neurologically based chiropractic care, those therapies start taking off. And because the brain is controlling how they can respond to these therapies, now they start working. So a lot of times with these children, we don't stop those other therapies, but they start working much better.
Oh, so that's something different. Yeah. But what holistic approaches do you integrate into your practice to support the overall well-being of neurodiverse children?
So the only thing that we do in our practice is chiropractic adjustments. But we also work with other therapists in other places. One of the big ones we like to work with is equine therapy. Kids on horses does some really interesting things to the brain and balance and those sorts of things. So equine therapy is very good. We don't do any of those therapies in our office because we want to specialize in what we are good at and then refer to other therapists who are very good at what they do. So we work together with OTs and PTs and speech therapists and equine therapists and swimming therapy and ABA. We work with all of them, but that's not in our office because we want to really specifically work with the neuroplastic changes in the brain.
Okay. Got it. So one more thing is like, how do you collaborate with other healthcare professionals, educators, families to provide the comprehensive care for neurodiverse kids?
So here in the States, a lot of the kids that have these neurodiverse challenges, they are getting care through the pediatrician or through the state, and it's coordinated that way. So we aren't the ones coordinating it. But parents often are not getting the results that they want. And so they come directly to us because we do a lot of promotion to let people know that this is an option. Because in the healthcare world, chiropractic isn't really recognized well yet for the amazing thing that it can do. So a lot of times the pediatricians and OTs and PTs won't refer to us simply because they don't yet know what we can do. Once they find out, now we start collaborating. And so we make it an effort to meet the different therapists and other health professionals in our community and doing things like this, getting on a podcast where people start to hear that chiropractic is an option. And then they start seeking us out. We also do a lot with, there's an organization called PX Docs, and you can go to pxdocs.com. And that will show you, there are a lot of chiropractors, about 800 of us across the country that do similar work that I do. We train the same way, we do the same neurological scans. And so we collaborate with each other to make sure that across the country, And even across the world, we have PX docs in other countries that are doing the same thing. And we can refer to each other to make sure that kids can come to somebody like me to get this sort of care. So we're doing a lot to let the public in general know through social media, through doing podcasts, through the various ways that we can get the word out, through parents' organizations and things of that nature, to let people know this is an option. And that's the big thing we're finding, is that many parents who are really struggling, who are losing hope, they just don't know that this is an option for them, and that we can restore their hope, we can answer their questions, and we can give them help. So, you know, that's one of the big things that we're trying to do right now, is just get the word out there that this is an option.
Right. So, what advice do you have for the parents who are considering chiropractic care for their neurodiverse child but may have the reservations or the concerns?
Well, the first thing that I would say is, don't listen to the world. Listen to a chiropractor. Come in and have a consultation. Most chiropractors who do this kind of work will give a free consultation where you can come in and have a conversation, or get on the phone and have a conversation about what we do and why it will help. So that's the first thing, is don't make the judgment without talking to a doctor. The second thing is, listen to other parents. There are lots of Facebook and Instagram pages out there of other parents who have neurodiverse kids who have had tremendous results. So the big thing is, I don't want parents to lose hope. I keep telling all the moms out there, you are your child's best advocate. Keep asking questions. Keep searching for answers, because they're out there. It's just a matter of finding them. So the best thing parents can do is be that advocate and ask those questions. And then once you find somebody like me, where we can restore your hope and answer your questions, now share that with other people so that the word gets out there that there is help available, there is hope for your child, and we do have answers.
Exactly true. So looking ahead, what do you envision for the future of chiropractic care for neurodiverse children?
What I see is the PX Docs is an organization that, as I said, there's about 800 of us. We are working hard to make sure that there are well-trained pediatric chiropractors all across the country, and spreading across the world as well. In the United States, our goal is that there's a PX Doc within 100 miles of every child in this country, that people aren't going to have to travel more than that, or every big city, really, so that people can get to a doctor close to them for this. And so the future that I see is, as we start making this known, people will come to understand that there is help, that's not just masking symptoms with pharmaceuticals, but we can truly get help and make changes in children. One of the biggest things that we see, and that we want to give parents hope about, I had a child come in yesterday. He's almost four, he'll be four at the end of the month, and he's completely nonverbal, no speech at all. And this is very hard for parents when they cannot communicate with their child. They have no idea what their needs are, what their emotions are, and all of that. And we have experience with a lot of these children that they come in and within a few weeks, they start a word or two. I have a little girl who was in here yesterday, who's been with us for 2 years, who was completely nonverbal at three, and now at five is speaking in full sentences. So by spreading the word, we hope to get more and more children under care who are struggling neurologically, so that they can reach optimal health and be the best version of themselves that they can be.
Got it. That's really great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing this. And thank you, everyone, for joining this insightful discussion with Dr. Caroline, where we explored the transformative power of chiropractic care for the neurodiverse children. And definitely, we have gained the valuable insights into how holistic approaches can unlock the potential of every child, fostering optimal health and the well-being. So if you have found this episode inspiring and informative, we encourage all of you to share it with others who may benefit from learning about more about chiropractic care for the neurodiverse kids. So always remember that by spreading the awareness and the knowledge, we can empower families to explore the holistic avenues for supporting their children's health journey. So as always, we appreciate your support and participation in our Healthy Mind and Healthy Life podcast. So stay tuned for more episodes featuring expert guests and compelling topics aimed at enhancing your overall well-being. So until next time, take care and prioritize your health and the happiness. Thank you so much.